This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and as usual, we're doing what we can do with the time allotted, folks, because we are not just on the radio, we are actually out there fighting the good fight of faith. We're all on our lies, by the way. It's not in the talking or in the writing, though that is in part. But there's also actions, folks, that come with our faith. Lest you be a hearer only deceiving yourselves, which we are not in this ministry, nor will we ever be. Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15, so on and so forth. Folks, I want to hit on something, and I can't use the word alluded to, but I've spoken about in part before, and I think it's worthy of note, because recently I was made aware of some of the information again online. And folks, by the way, I've had, boy, I don't even know how many times, I've had people write stuff about me that was just blatantly untrue, blatant lies, defamation, a malicious intent. I can go on, the list goes down, folks, concerning what I've had to deal with, because America, you have fallen for the lie that there's freedom of speech, that you can say whatever you want without consequence. That's just not true in any sense of the word. You cannot lie about people. You cannot defame them. You cannot go after them maliciously and just expect to go ahead and throw rocks without having to be lawfully dealt with. Again, freedom is the right to do what the law permits. And I don't have the right to do that because God didn't give me a right to do that. Nor would I want someone doing that to me, so therefore I don't do it to them. But I want to tell you something. There's a whole lot of people out there trying to do it to me. And what I have done is we have drawn up a letter, our attorneys have, and we just have to go out there, and the people that do it, we have to send them the letter and give them a heads up that if you don't remove your lying content concerning this ministry, we're going to lawfully deal with you. And I'll tell you what, friends, we have had to do it 4 and 5 times, and in every case we have won, and we'll continuously do so because I'm not going to put up with it. And I'm not trying to be a hard guy neither. I want to make clear that I'm not trying to be a hard guy. Let me give you for an instance, okay, because I just received this just the other day. It's by a guy named Arthur. I'll withhold his last name. And he wrote some very, not only were they false statements, but I mean, this guy took it over the top, relating me to war criminals and the such. And it was like, whoa, wait a second. But you got to understand, friends, scripturally, a reprobate does not understand judgment. The Bible says evil men understand not judgment. And a reprobate defines out as someone that has no discernment to judge rightly. But this guy said to me, he texted me and he said a fake name. And I'm thinking, okay, what is this guy talking about? And I recognized him right away. He said, just to show you what a piece of blank you are. And as I said, I recognized him right off the bat, and I said to him, hey, I said, you're the guy that we are considering suing for defamation. Folks, these people, if you don't say it, they'll put the words into your mouth to make it out as if you did say it. Okay? Again, that's not legal in this country. I said, you are still in consideration. I said, keep it up, Artie. Just right off the cuff, friends. That was the first thing that came to mind, so I shot it over to him. And then when I went to his website, I see that he blocked me immediately. See, folks, you're in so many different ways trying to reason with people that they're not rational. You're trying to minister medicine to a dead horse. You're just, again, you're a fool for your pains. You're wasting your time. They are lawless people that must be dealt with. Well, just yesterday, I had a conversation with our senior editor, and he was talking about how someone had wrote up on his site things that were just untrue. And so he wrote a letter to him, but he didn't respond. And so what I did is I went over there and I checked on what he said about our website, the Sons of Liberty Media.com. And it was just way out there, just way out there. And I just sent him a little note and I just told him, friends, that I'm not going to say this to you two times because, first of all, I don't have the time. And secondly, you're breaking the law. I said, what you have on your site is untrue. And you know all the well it is untrue. And I told him, you have 7 days to remove your content. If not, we will see things through. And what I said to him is, I said, why don't you do your research? I was, in a sense, mocking his lack of research because of the content that he put out there that I said, which was the furthest thing from the truth. I'm always accused of what I'm not guilty of, friends. I should be accused of doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. In so many different particular cases. In saying that, and I told him, I said, what you might want to do is your research on who we are, because I'm not going to come back a second time. And I'm not threatening, I'm just lawfully speaking that I'm not going to play with you people. And this morning I got up and he pulled his site. And I say that for the very purpose that your enemies, the communists, and by the way, the communists are behind all of these organizations. Just ask George Soros, just ask the CIA-controlled media. See, they're just useful idiots that are being used to their own demise, unbeknownst to them, until it's too late. But in saying that, friends, these people are so used to getting away with the things that they do that when you actually stand up against their lawlessness, they really truly don't know how to respond when you mean what you say. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because, again, I mean what I say. I don't lie about people. I fact check. I'm sound in what we're sharing with you. And again, I've said so many different times in so many different ways. I'm not here to give you my opinion. I'm giving you biblical constitutional answers to your demise. Bring about resolve concerning the issues in America. That's it. Again, nothing more and nothing less. So in saying all that, to say this, friends, when you stand up to them, they don't know how to respond. And if they do know how to respond, it's usually not a good thing, but you have to meet them on their terms as well, fighting fire with fire. The communists have a saying that when you feel mush, proceed. Keep doing what you're doing. But if you feel steel, retreat. In America, all of us need to know the Bible and the Constitution so your enemy understands that you're not to be played with in a lawful sense. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertyradio.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. You can also jump over to our Facebook page. I'm sorry, not Facebook, but YouTube, forgive me. YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Just posted 5 brand new videos over the last weekend. Again, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean on YouTube. You can also give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Just the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil, friends, is what we do here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. And it aligns itself with scripture through and through, all the way from Genesis to Revelations. With that said, folks, we started the show off just talking during the first segment about people that just tell untruths about the ministry. And keep in mind, you know, I got up at 5:40 in the morning and I began to write because I couldn't sleep. I just had this going through me where it's like, get up and start typing. So I did. And I get that quite a bit, but it's getting heavier and heavier and heavier. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. Well, with that said, I just find myself saying, you know what? I need to give an introduction to who are the Sons of Liberty. Who are they? Most people don't even know who the Sons of Liberty are. Did you know that John Hancock, he was a Sons of Liberty. He was the guy that wrote on the Declaration of Independence, his name real big. So the tyrant across the pond in England didn't have to put his spectacles on. That's a fact, just so you know. He said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependency upon God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. John Hancock, first signer of the Declaration of Independence. You can go ahead and check it out on the History of the United States of America, Volume 2, page 229, lest you wanted to believe one of those revisionists. Now, speaking of revisionists, we were talking about the media. We're talking about how they are trying to revise. Hey, folks, do you realize those behind the media, these special interest groups, do you realize they're trying to rearrange reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in? I just want you to understand the severity of what's going on. You want to know the mind of the enemy? The mind of those that mean to rule over you? Look at the media's advocating. That is the enemy. I mean, folks, global media is at war with America as you know it. Just so you know that. Media in the United States of America, they are at war with you. And I'm talking about the CIA-controlled media. Now let's go back to this really quick. Who are the Sons of Liberty? The Sons of Liberty was an organization that was created in the 13 American colonies. And the Sons of Liberty was formed to protect the rights of the colonists, as well as consistently fighting against tyranny both within and without. There was Samuel Adams. I mean, some of the quotes this guy came up with, they called him a political antagonist, an excellent political antagonist. We had John Hancock, signer of the Declaration of Independence. Patrick Henry. We have James Otis Jr. Paul Revere. Really? Paul Revere? Yeah. Benjamin Rush, another signer of the Declaration of Independence. Charles Thompson. Joseph Warren. Oliver Wolcott. Christopher Gadsden. And Ham Solomon. And the list goes on. In 1772, Samuel Adams came up with the Committees of Correspondence. And listen carefully, so you understand who the Sons of Liberty are. They came up with something called the Committees of Correspondence. It was the voice of patriots that was created. So it was the voice of the people at large in the United States to oppose that of, guess what, the said tyrant king, King George from across the pond, that was trying to basically propagandize the colonies to turn against our forefathers who established what we have over 240 years later. Today, folks, and I'm talking about in the present. The Committees of Correspondence were provisional patriotic and patriot emergency governments established in response to British policy on the eve of the American Revolution and throughout the 13 colonies. Additionally, Committees of Correspondence served as a vast network of communication to the 13 colonies between patriot leaders. And on the verge of the American Revolution, Committees of Correspondence were formed in cities and regions, folks, throughout the American colonies. Interestingly enough, we have over 100 affiliates across the United States of America, and we're thankful for that. The most influential committees of correspondence on the eve of the American Revolution were located in the colonies of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina. You know, let me just pause there for a moment. I don't know if you've ever been over to Williamsburg or Yorktown or Jamestown, or if you've been to Philadelphia or the Liberty Walk. But take heed, friends, it's all on the East Coast. You have a rich Christian heritage over there on the East Coast. If you have not been over there to the East Coast to see Jamestown, Williamsburg, Yorktown, go to Pennsylvania. Folks, I mean, Philadelphia, and look at the Liberty Bell, and go into Continental Congress, where they signed the Declaration of Independence. I mean, folks, it is just second to none. It is great stuff. Every American, I don't care how old you are or how young you are, should go there to learn your history. And I'll tell you what, that's the place to go to learn your history. If you've not been there, take the time to go there. Do yourself a favor and go there. In the present, have you noticed that it's the eastern states that are highly volatile to and opposed to our American history? I mean, look at the filth. Look at the reprobates, the tyrant wannabes that are coming out of the East Coast even today. And it's interesting, folks, if you've not taken the time to go over to Massachusetts and go to the Matrix of Liberty, that will tell you everything we are and who we are and where it is that we came from. Go to the Plymouth Rock. I can go on and on and on and on, friends. Go to New York. Go up and check out the Statue of Liberty and find out what that is in her left hand and what those broken chains on her feet symbolize. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment. But the list goes on. Are you noticing that a lot of corruption is coming out from those states today? And it's interesting, it's happening in the states where our forefathers established the history we have today. It's pretty crazy. That was just a free one. That was food for thought. Going back to the Sons of Liberty and Samuel Adams, Samuel Adams said the purpose was, concerning the Committee of Correspondence, to tell Americans their rights and how their rights have been violated, your God-given rights and how they have been violated. Now over in the East Coast, they're advocating that which violates our God-given rights in so many different ways. Number two, Samuel Adams said their purpose was to tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. Are you beginning to track with me, America, as to why this show is called The Sons of Liberty? And number three, Samuel Adams said, concerning the Committee of Correspondence, to tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. Well, I can tell you what to do. Stand up against tyranny. I said during the first segment, friends, that the communists, they have a saying that when they feel your mush, your apathy, your tolerance, keep doing what you're doing. Listen, America, keep doing what you're doing, says the enemy. Your enemy loves the apathetic. Your enemy in this country loves tolerant people. Friends, you need to understand, apathetic and tolerant people are the best friends to your enemy. And because I say that, friends, do understand their mindset. Because they need people that stand back and do a whole lot of nothing but gripe about it, but do nothing about it when it comes to work. Because you're the very people that are being used and called, by the way, by your enemies, useful idiots, so they can go ahead and establish communism. Oh, don't doubt a word I'm saying to you, friends, because it's a fact. Number three, Samuel Adams says, get flashes across the colonies. I do this 6 days a week. That's why we call this show The Sons of Liberty. And folks, I could go on concerning the Sons of Liberty and who they are and what they stood for, but just keep in mind, if it wasn't for the Sons of Liberty, you wouldn't be here today, along with the Black Robe Regiments, and along with courageous patriots, Minutemen, so on and so forth. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings are continuing this afternoon. Texas Senator Ted Cruz delivered his opening remarks.
Most Americans, and I know the overwhelming majority of Texans, want judges who will follow the law and will not impose their policy preferences on the rest of us, and who will be faithful to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Justices who will uphold fundamental liberties like free speech, like religious liberty, like the Second Amendment.
And just about 2,000 miles away from where that hearing is going on, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey had a major announcement regarding Senator John McCain's Senate seat.
As I contemplated who could best serve our state in the U.S. Senate, I kept coming back to one name and one person, John Kyle.
Kyle will hold the seat until 2020 when a special election is held. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about who are the Sons of Liberty. And I'll insert myself into this in just a couple minutes here. But in saying that, we were talking about the committees of correspondence and the purpose of the Committee of Correspondence to tell Americans their rights and how their rights have been violated. Okay? You know, folks, most Christian conservative websites or journalists, as they like to call themselves, they're as much as the useful idiots as you would define, as you would call the left war, and are. And the reason I say that is because it's like they want to define themselves as being someone that's giving you the answers, yet they're talking the political talk that's been given unto them by corruption. And as long as they keep talking that way, they're not able to give you the answers needed. And again, that's what the Bible and the Constitution do. They just, it's like the broom sweeping off the top so you can see what's written therein, right? But these committees of correspondence were intercolonial, and they had a standing with provincial governments. And the first of these provincial, okay, governments was formed in November of 1772 in Boston, and since the end of the French and the Indian War, the city of Boston had become the hotbed of radicalism in the American colonies. Now, I want to take that over to Christianity so you understand who these people were, okay? Keep in mind that it was Ben Franklin that said that when the people take on primitive Christianity, that they're going to turn the world upside down, okay? And keep in mind, they said that of Paul as well. And it's not that Christians or radical patriots that are indeed, and in fact Christians, are turning the world upside down. They're turning the world right side up, okay, just for the record. But it tells us that since the end of the French and the Indian War, the city of Boston had become the hotbed of radicalism in the American colonials, or colonies, forgive me. So it was no wonder that the first committee of correspondence was formed in Boston. And late in 1773, the Boston Committee of Correspondence was charged with managing the tea crisis. Hey, folks, they would stand there as a badge of honor and say, yeah, that was us. But they were charged with it. Well, they didn't look at it like they were being charged with anything. They were doing their duty. They were throwing off tyranny. But again, the Boston Committee of Correspondence was charged with managing the tea crisis and was the driving force of the December 1773 Boston Tea Party, which was carried out by the Sons of Liberty. They were the people that just wouldn't be ruled by tyrants. They were the ones that stood up against tyranny. They were the ones to protest because they understood what Protestant meant, right? Protestant. The Boston Committee of Correspondence and the Sons of Liberty worked in conjunction with one another, and the majority, if not all of the members of the Boston Committee of Correspondence were also members of the fugitive Sons of Liberty. The committees of correspondence were established on the notion of diplomacy, lawfully friends, and served as a springboard for action. Only Christians do what they believe, friends, right? He that saith, I knoweth him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4. Also tells us in 14:21 of John, it says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. And going back over to 1 John 2:2, it says, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Well, guess what he did, friends? He went from town to town preaching the gospel. Because that's what he was sent for. And that's exactly what we're seeing here, friends. The Committees of Correspondence was again established on the notion of diplomacy and served as a springboard for action, whereas the Sons of Liberty were an underground organization during that time which operated in secrecy and used force. Well, opposite of what we're doing here, friends, because we are in different times. Okay, but they used force, lawful force. They had a right to use force against tyranny. And so do you. They also used intimidation and took physical action when needed. If the times called for it, again, friends, the committees of correspondence rallied colonial opposition against Britain and British policy and established a political union among the 13 colonies. And by the way, if you take the time to read the Articles of Confederation, you'll see that that was the constitution that was used temporarily until the U.S. Constitution was established at length. With that said, let me insert myself, if you don't mind. What we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty is the same thing, folks. And we have every lawful right to do so. This is America. This isn't Russia. This isn't China. This isn't a communist nation. We're free to do the right things in this country, and that's exactly what we're doing. And we have the law on our side in doing so. Moving forward. We took up doing high school assemblies. We took up television and media outlets all across the country for the very purpose of sharing with people the information needed to make sure that they stayed a free people, one nation under God, and that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, because of the effectiveness in the public forum, this ministry, by the way, has been targeted by groups such as, listen to this carefully, and notice the names, also the acronyms, okay? Americans United for Separation of Church and State. And, of course, this is a communist organization working against themselves. And P.S., Rob Boston will not get on the radio show with us, and if I was him, I wouldn't either, okay? And, again, because of the effectiveness of who we are in the public forum, we've been targeted by groups such as the Southern Poverty Law Center. Notice the name. Again, they're patriotic names, friends. And they do just the opposite. The American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. These are the groups that are being used to attack you. And the Sons of Liberty are here to show you that they don't have the law on their side in doing so. But you have to act like that of the Sons of Liberty, folks. We've also had Media Matters. Right-wing Watch, as a matter of fact, just 2.5 weeks ago went and attacked me again for exposing Barack Hussein Obama. They said, I just can't let it go. It's like, wait a second, just let it go. I wasn't the one over in Africa stirring up seditious sentiments towards the United States of America. I'm not over there talking down on the country that I'm allegedly from. And furthermore, it was Barack Hussein Obama that was in Kenya that said he was the first sitting president from Kenya. And I played that audio for you on the radio show. But they attempt to demean anybody that tells the truth. That's fine. Go ahead. That's your bad, not mine. Because at the end of the day, your lies are going to be repaid to your own face, and it's not good. The wise will be taken in their own craftiness, the Word of God tells us. Okay? And guess what? The Lord means it as much as the man that adheres to the Word of God means it. But we've had these organizations and other communist organizations within the United States, as well as worldwide, attack this ministry. Furthermore, even Wikipedia's founder even attacked this ministry. Folks, they only attack people that they're afraid of. You need to understand that. And see, the Spirit of God lives through the children of God. And I want to tell you, men are to find their faith in the wisdom. I'm sorry, not in the wisdom of man's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. That's 1 Corinthians 2:5. And if you go over to 1 Corinthians 4:20, the Bible says the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Now, why am I saying that? Because your enemies are going to find their faith in the power of God as well. It's not just for the Christians to stand back and say, hey, let us bring goodness to the world. Well, goodness to the world in the sight of God is bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked, too. And it's not his pleasure to see the wicked perish. That's their call. And the wicked, keep in mind, are those that have the knowledge to do the right thing, but yet choose to do the wrong thing. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Okay? They're making their own choices. And for everything that they sow at one day or another, folks, they're going to reap it. Galatians 6, verse 7. Read that when you get a moment. But folks, these, by the way, I do have to say that when Wikipedia's founder came after me, we had I'm losing her name right now in thought, but just hang on a second. We're doing live radio here. This one's worth it. This was a kick in the pants because it kind of came as a surprise to me. Judith Reisman, she worked under the DOJ with Ronald Reagan back in the 80s. Well, she had seen that Wikipedia's founder came after me, and she just got in there and wrote a letter condemning and exposing the founder of Wikipedia on my behalf. Thank you for that, Judith. We totally appreciate that. It's funny how that works, isn't it? See, folks, it's true that if you want to know what a man stands for, just look to his enemies. And you know exactly who he is and what it is that he stands for. Now, when we first started the Christian media site, the Sons of Liberty Media.com, and this is what I'm going to cover over the last segment, and I've talked about this a little bit in the past, but I put it together for you. When we first started the Christian media site, the Sons of Liberty Media.com, within that first month, the site received about 700,000 visitors to it a month. The very first month, 700,000. The second month, we were pushing $800,000 to $900,000 to that site. And the third month, we came up to just about 1 million visitors per month. Okay? I'll reiterate this right when I get back on the other side, and then we'll finish it off within the hour. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Whoa. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're talking about sonsoflibertymedia.com, Sons of Liberty, who they were, what they established through the Committee of Correspondence. It's exactly what we're doing out today. We're living it out, friends, because we're in some serious times. We're also talking about organizations that have attacked this ministry because they're afraid that you'll catch on to the truth. And that truth will expose them for who they are, and they don't want you to know that. Read John 15. Jesus said he took the cloak of covering from off of them. Now, going fast forward, when you first take a look at the stats with sonsoflibertymedia.com, within the first month, the site received about 700,000 visitors to it a month. On the second month, we were pushing 800,000 to 900,000. And the third month, we were bumping up to 1 million visitors per month on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, all within 3 months. As a matter of fact, Alexia also ranked the Sons of Liberty Media site at 14,000 in America within 3 months. Okay, outstanding. We even had it down to 11,000, which is great. And all that within the first 3 months. Then we come to the fourth month where it went down dramatically. And by the way, folks, nobody can convince me that this is lawful in any sense of the word. This is why Facebook and Twitter and Google and other media giants are being sued right now. When we came to the fourth month on the Sons of Liberty media, it went down dramatically. And this was the same time that Google, hang on a second, that Google, Facebook, and Twitter were exposed for not only shadow banning. You just seen that Twitter last week was busted shadow banning Twitter accounts, Christian conservative sites. But they were also found blatantly censoring anyone and everyone that did not fall in line with the CIA propaganda, which is a fact. And as you well know, listeners, the media outlets are owned and operated by six corporations worldwide, which explains why all these outlets are pushing the same propaganda, of course. And Christians and conservatives and patriots should know better that the media is not telling them the truth. Hey, folks, even if they tell the truth concerning some of the topics that they're throwing to them, they don't care about that. They just want to keep inundating the American people to divert their attention away from what they're really doing. This is true. Okay? And by the way, did you just say the CIA controlled? Yes, I did. I did. The entire mainstream media is totally fake, right? Taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. I didn't say that. Dr. Udo Lufkot, a German editor, a seasoned journalist, felt guilty. So he came forward, wrote a book, and exposed on global networks, friends, to those that were willing to tell you the truth, as to what's going on behind closed doors. Again, the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Okay, well, if they're fake, what do they want to do with the Sons of Liberty? What do they want to do with those that are telling you the truth? Well, they want you to lie about them. They want their CIA-controlled little useful idiots to betray the people and lie about those that are telling you the truth. And they're doing it because they need a paycheck, or they're just blindly following behind their little teleprompters and doing what they're told, asking no questions whatsoever, which is not journalism. Dr. Udo Lufkot said the CIA gets control over all of the media, majority of journalists. Of course they do. And no longer are they journalists at that point. Then they become useful idiots. And who said that again? Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin. He called them useful idiots. Why are they called useful idiots? Because they're used to further a communist agenda unbeknownst to them. Okay? I mean, the fact of the matter is, friends, if that didn't work, taking it a step further, then they appointed organizations that they themselves created, like that of fact checkers, Snopes.com, which is a CIA-funded operation. And they're falling apart, friends, like crazy. Media bias fact check, that's another one. That's all you have to do is go on these fact checkers, go to their front page, and see what they're attempting to advocate. That will tell you who they're working for. And folks, if that doesn't work by Snopes trying to discredit you or media bias trying to discredit you, well, then what they'll do is they'll start to call you fake news. I mean, folks, what do you think these organizations are about? I want you to think with me for a moment. What do you think Snopes.com and media bias and other lawless and unconstitutional organizations are attempting to do? What do you think they're in place for? Folks, they want you to question the truth that exposes them for who they are, and them that they are attempting to give cover to. And we're learning more and more and more and more, friends, as the days roll out. Only time will tell. Remember, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Friends, isn't it interesting that as time goes out and rolls out, day after day, month after month, year after year, we find that the media has been paid over and over and over again to give cover to them that have been committing conspiracy against we the people. And then herein comes the FBI and the CIA and other agencies that are working for the big guy by protecting them from the little guy, when in fact they're telling you that their purpose is to protect you from the big guy. But what's the fruit of that lie? In other words, friends, what they want to do concerning these fact checkers and media outsources, namely the CIA-controlled media, well, what they want to do is they simply want you to adhere to their lies and question them that are telling you the truth. I mean, folks, here it is. The Bible and the Constitution are as foreign to these ungodly communists in America as the British were to the Sons of Liberty, to our forefathers. You want me to say that again? The Bible and the Constitution are as foreign to these ungodly communists in America today as the British were to the Sons of Liberty, our forefathers. And by the way, I mean to say that they pretend fiendly, right, counterfeitedly, to advocate for freedom while all the while attempting to forge the American people's chains. It's exactly what they're doing. And by the way, that is the very ingredient for tyranny right there. Pretend to be something that you're not and forge their chains as they take the bait. And again, if that fails, well, then they will just put words in your mouth attempting to spin it the way that they want you to take it. And that is until you take lawful action the way that this ministry has and will continue to do so. I'm not going to stand back and allow people to lie to me. And by the way, we have a couple other sites in our crosshairs right now as well concerning lawful action. This site, Sons of Liberty Media, for the record, facilitates the testimonies of experienced cultured warriors and them that are in the fight, fighting the good fight of faith on your behalf, from Christian constitutional attorneys, preachers of the unadulterated Word of God, and them that are awakening, by the way, yes, unadulterated Word of God, faithful preachers that deliver souls, and them that are willing to tell the American people what the truth is. And, of course, what to do to reclaim their God-given rights. And furthermore, the content of the site, sonsoflibertymedia.com, is also vetted by senior editor Jim Brown, who daily ensures the accuracy and soundness of every single article. Matter of fact, just yesterday, Bradley, this is unscriptural. I said, don't post it. Of course not. And see, that's exactly what we have going on over here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. We take very seriously the information that you get. And by the way, we also keep soundness as the main factor. That means without error. Let's stick to the word. I'm not saying that we're without flaw. I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying that we do our best to stick to what the facts are. And we always stick to the Word of God and we always stick to the Constitution. And so all the stuff that comes to us that goes up on the site, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just doesn't go up because somebody said so. No, it has to be verified, and it has to be confirmed. So, folks, there is a little bit of the history of the sonsoflibertymedia.com concerning our forefathers and sonsoflibertymedia.com in the present. Because we're carrying on the tradition in a godly sense. That means to attach yourself to old customs. And what is that old custom? Well, it's the Word of God. Jeremiah 6:16 says, go back to the old paths. Go to the old paths. Jeremiah 6:16, read the whole chapter. You can see the people didn't take heed. But there were always those that did. And also keep in mind that because of our forefathers and the Sons of Liberty, we again are here today with those other heroic, courageous spirits. Now it's our turn. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.